George, let me ask you two things. Number one, we've used on this program of late the frog in the boiling water analogy, and the frog doesn't realize the water's boiling him to death until it's too late. It certainly appears that that's where we're headed in the United States of America. You've already touched upon it because you talked about the four-week sermon series. It sounds like you want to go somewhere there, and I wish you would. But what is the answer to all of this? The pulpit obviously is part of it, but what can be done to stop it? And if it is not stopped, how close are we as a culture to going over the moral cliff?
Dave, one of the things that strikes me is that Americans are sleepwalking. I mean, I think we've got to start out by taking people by the shoulders. I mean, let's do it with each other and just shaking each other and say, come on, let's wake up. Let's think. Does this matter? I mean, the answer to that question right now would have to be based on the research. Apparently, Americans think it doesn't matter because we're not doing anything to change it. We're not even aware of what's going on in many cases. So rather than simply saying, no, I feel pretty comfortable, or I don't want to rock the boat, it's like, hey, buddy, if you're a Christian, you're here to rock the boat for Christ, okay? So let's get that in. Let's recognize it's a war. Let's also recognize that we don't have to bemoan the fact that we don't have a majority. Doesn't matter. God's never used a majority to transform the world. He always uses remnants. And then let's look at the whole idea of what a revolution is and how they work. A revolution is a common set of ideas that people embrace, but they have to embrace them individually first. So a revolution happens one life at a time. It starts with me. And if I'm not willing to light that match and get this revolution going, it dies right here in my chair. So each one of us has to be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to be part of that revolution. My life is going to change starting right now. And then I'm going to look at what I can do. What can you do? Families, I mean, the adults have to make that personal commitment to God's truth. But then you've got to make sure that your kids are being exposed to and taught and held accountable to a biblical worldview. Churches have to embrace the commitment of supporting families. They're not the ones responsible for families, but they are responsible for giving them the resources, the encouragement, the tools that they need to help put a biblical worldview into practice. We've got to change our media diet. The media diet of Christianity in America is no different than any other group in America. So garbage in, garbage out. We keep ingesting garbage, we're going to keep putting it out. And finally, we've got to elect people whose moral standards fit biblical principles. We can't expect them to pass laws that reflect biblical principles if they don't buy into those principles themselves.
Well, George, you laid out an awful lot. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the end of the program here right now. But my suggestion, ladies and gentlemen, if you're touched by this, look in the mirror, all of us. Let's look in the mirror and ask ourselves, where are we? Talk to our children, talk to our grandchildren, talk to our neighbors. Let's hold each other accountable. We know the truth. We must stand for that truth now.